عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of The Remarkable One. Now, undoubtedly, when we say The Remarkable One, then there's one character, one individual that comes to our mind. Now, this is none other than the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. In this program, we speak about some of the khaswa'is, the specialities of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about the physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's begin by listening to a virtue of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been stated that that individual who sends durood sharif once, who recites durood once upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he shall be granted 10 rewards, 10 of his sins shall be forgiven, and his status shall be elevated by 10 ranks. But if you would make it a regular habit of yours to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's do it together now. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah, on The Remarkable One, we speak about some of these specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, today's speciality is the beauty, the physical beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I get some time, I shall also tell you about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shadow. Yes, this is very, very important to my dear viewers. But in terms of the physical beauty, it is said that Hazrat Abu Nu'aym radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Udiya Yusuf min al-husni ma faqa bihi al-anbiya wal-mursaleen, that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given such beauty which even surpassed that of the rest of the prophets and the messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. Each and every single prophet, each and every single messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody, each and every single one of them was beautiful. But Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given some extra beauty. He was more beautiful. But then he says, wa nabiyyuna, our prophet Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, utiya min al-jamal, he was granted beauty too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted such beauty, ma lam yu'tahu ahadun wa lam yu'ta Yusuf. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted such beauty that nobody else had ever been granted. Wa lam yu'ta Yusuf illa shatrul husn. And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was granted a portion, he was granted a half of all beauty. وَأُوْتِيَ نَبِيُّ النَّاسِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جِمِيعَهُ. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Yusuf عليه السلام, who's known for his beauty, he's famous for his beauty. It was such that the women, they were given knives and an apple. And when Hazrat Yusuf عليه السلام entered, whilst they were cutting, they were taken aback, they were by the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, that they had cut their own fingers. And they did not realize due to the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So it states that وَأُوْتِيَ نَبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was given half of beauty, and the greatest of messengers صلى الله عليه وسلم was granted all of beauty. Allahu Akbar. Even more than that of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the question does arise. Some people would think, that we have heard so much about the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was unprecedented. The beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was unique. And there's so much we hear that, yes, the women had cut their fingers because they were so amazed by the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But why did this not happen with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? And subhanAllah, Shah Waliyullah Muhaddis Al-Dehlawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he states that somebody asked, he states his own father had a dream and he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that this is what happened, but Ya Rasulullah, in your case, how come we not heard anything like this? And he says, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ جَمَالِي مَسْتُورٌ. He says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Jamali Masturun an ayunin nas, that my beauty, it has been covered from the eyes of the people. Allahu Akbar. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty has been veiled from the eyes of the people. Walaw zahara, and if the true beauty, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is, we're not saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lacked beauty, no. He was given exceptional beauty. But if we were to consider his essence, the actual beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلَوْ ظَهَرَ لَفَعْلَ النَّاسُ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا فَعَلُوا حِينَ رَأَوْا يُوسَفَ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the answer. He says that if the people were to see my true beauty, if they were to see the true beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they would have done much more than the people of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, what they did upon seeing Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. So the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that which had surpassed the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are many more ahadith in regards to the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. It has been stated, even this is the people who praise and who have described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they all say that لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. I had never seen even before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and neither have I ever seen anybody after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is more beautiful than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And it said that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now we must understand who Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. Now, he, before accepting Islam, he used to be a rabbi. And in fact, he said that he was the chief rabbi of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had migrated from Makkah Al-Mukarramah towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, then all the people rushed out, as we've, you know, the famous stories we've heard, that everybody rushed out to welcome the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And they all came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this rabbi, who he did not possess any liking for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he thought all these people have rushed. Why don't I just go take a look too? Let's go see this person. This is the person who is not a Muslim, who is not a believer. He was a rabbi, and he thought to himself, you know, why don't I go also and see this person? Let's go have a look at this person they call Muhammad. People are speaking so much about him. You know, everybody celebrating his coming. They're all rushing to welcome him. I might as well go take a look at this person. I might as well go see this person. And he says, and then I came. And what he says is, he says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ وَجْهَهُ, that when I saw the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ الْكَذَّابِ. He says, I immediately understood that this phase, that Allahu Akbar, how lucky, how fortunate is he to have even been able to see this phase. He says that as soon as I looked, as I gazed at the beautiful face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I immediately understood, I knew that this face is not the face of a liar. This is not the face of a liar. And he continues and says, فَسَمِعْتُهُ يَقُولُ. And this is the first hadith of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He later accepts Islam. He later becomes a Muslim, and he narrates the first hadith, which is known as the Hadith Salam also. He says, and then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, and he mentioned the hadith, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَفْشَى السَّلَامُ وَصُلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامُ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ بِالسَّلَامِ. He says, أَفْشَى السَّلَامُ, spread salam, spread peace. And he says, وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامُ, feed people. He says, feed people. He says, don't break ties. Make ties with those people who you've broken. Make up with them. Make up with them, people. And whilst the rest of the people are sleeping, then you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you shall peacefully enter Jannah. This is also known as the first hadith sharif of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. The first message Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. It has been narrated by Hazrat Jabir ibn Samurah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, رَأَيْتُ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي لَيْلَةِ إِدْحِيَانِ. This is beautiful. He says that I had saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam during a moonlit night. A night when the moon was shining. And when it was really, on the 14th is where the moon is full. Now the Islamic month, the 14th of every month, is when the moon is full. And you should try this, you know, because it is night, possibly nowadays, we do not look at the moon, we rarely see the moon, we are so busy in our own lives. But really take the time out and look at the moon. I promise you, when you look at the moon, you will love to look at it. Sometimes I look at the moon and I think, wow, subhanAllah, look how beautiful the moon is. I just wish I could just continue to look at the moon. So did these people. And this person, Hazrat Jabir ibn Samurah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a moonlit night. And he says, فَجَعَلْتُ أَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, so I began to look at the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then he says, وَإِلَى الْقَمَرِ. And then I looked towards the moon. I looked at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then I looked towards the moon. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa alayhi hullatun hamra. And the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was wearing a red garment. I looked at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I looked towards the moon. فَإِذَا هُوَ أَحْسَنُ وَعِنْدِي مِنَ الْقَمَرِ. He says that the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even more beautiful than the moon. And this is something which we can't see, the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But not everyone can. I was saying we can't. Yes, it is possible. Continue to recite the Durood Sharif, and yes, we can see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams. And if you see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream, then you can see him in reality. But let's just say we cannot whenever we want, whenever we wish to. Not everybody is at that level, that spiritual level, Maribu. But there's something you can do. You can at night take a look at the moon. And really, when you look at the moon and you are taken aback by the beauty of the moon, we can say, Subhanallah, the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even more beautiful than that. And this is what the companions would say. They would all say that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was even more beautiful than the moon. And in terms of his beauty, so many people were taken aback by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It said that once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had made an agreement with some foreign people, with some strange Benin people who were not aware of him. They did not know him. There was no association between the two groups. And these people, they made an agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They sold their camels to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken those camels and he had left. And then the people, suddenly they turned to each other and said, "We've gone and given all our camels to a person, we don't know who he is. We don't know where he lives. We know nothing about him, we don't know his address. We've given our camels to such a person. Allahu Akbar, what happened to us? How do we know if he'll even return or not?" They were just so taken aback by his beauty, they did not realize what they were doing. They just continued to watch the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and walked away with their camels. He had promised that, "I shall give you your money." And they were speaking to each other about this. And then a woman, she speaks out from amongst the caravan possibly. She speaks out, she says, "You do not need to worry, I am that person's guarantor. I have never seen a face more beautiful than that person. I will guarantee you that he shall bring it. If he doesn't, I will pay you." We're taken back by the beauty of this individual. Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then sent dates, and this was the agreement that he shall pay them in dates, in a huge number of dates. He sent these dates through somebody, through another messenger. And this person, he said to them, "You first eat to your full, and then you can count the days, and they will be sufficient for you." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given them the price, whatever was agreed between them, for these camels which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had purchased. And subhanAllah, there are so many examples. My dear viewers, one beautiful example is that once there was an individual, a woman, an elderly woman by the name of Ummi Ma'bad. And subhanAllah, this is quite a long story, but a beautiful one. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Amir ibn Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Urayqiz, when they had migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwara, on the way they came across a small settlement. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked this lady, she's known as Ummi Ma'bad, when people would go past, she would be selling things to them. She would sell them milk, or she would provide them with food and water. Because it was such a long journey, people required food and water. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they had come, there was nothing. Now she said, "I have nothing." She said, "You know, if I had something, I would give it, but all I have is this very, very weak sheep or goat. This is all I have, who doesn't have any milk." And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Can we take milk from this animal?" And she was probably thinking, "What milk? What milk will the animal have? Look at the state of that milk. It is so thin." And he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed hand over that animal, and it began to produce milk. And it began to produce so much milk that they had all drunk. She had drunk. Whoever was there, they had all drunk to their full. And all of her utensils were filled with milk. Now, this was Ummi Ma'bad. Later, when her husband returns home, Abu Ma'bad, he used to go and herd sheep, he used to go and herd animals. When he returned home, he enters his house and he sees that, you know, things are different. They don't even look the same, they don't feel the same. You can feel that energy, there's that light, it's illuminated, the house is glowing. He sees his spouse, he sees his wife, Ummi Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he also sees her face is glowing, she's excited, she's happy. And I was thinking, what is it with you? And she says, Mubarak came. Allahu Akbar. Who is Mubarak? Even you would be thinking, who is Mubarak? But if you were, she did not know the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She did not ask the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Immediately she just said, Mubarak came. Mubarak is a blessed individual. That person, no doubt, he's blessed. And this is the name she gave him. And she says, Mubarak came, and she described Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the best descriptions we have of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is from her, Hazrat Ma'bad radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Another is by Hazrat Hind ibn Abi Hala radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And my dear viewers, later she understands and she accepts Islam when she hears this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Due to the lack of time, I will move to the description, a little description of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It's narrated by Hazrat Bayhaqi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the Shu'ab al-Iman. And Hazrat Hassan ibn Ali, the son of Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu kareem. Hazrat Hassan, yes, he had met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was very young. He was about 7 years of age when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left this world for the eternal abode. And he says that, you know, I asked my uncle, وَكَانَ وَصَّافًا عَنْ حِلْيَةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And my uncle, he was brilliant with his words. He was very eloquent whenever he would describe anybody. And he used to describe the physical features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I wished that, وَأَنَا أَشْتَهِ أَنْ يَصِفَ لِي شَيْئًا مِنْهَا. So I wish that he described to me Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his own manner. You know, in his own brilliant manner. And he describes and he says, كَانَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَخْمًا مُفَخَّمًا. He was a person of great qualities who people considered, who accepted, endorsed his brilliant qualities, his brilliant features. يَتَلَأْلَأُ وَجْهُهُ. And his face is shown like the moon shines on the 14th night. أَطْوَلَ مِنَ الْمَرْبُوءِ. He was taller than an average person. He was taller than an average person. وَأَقْصَرَ مِنَ الْمُشَذَّبِ. But he was a little shorter than somebody who would be considered a tall person. Meaning his height itself was a height of perfection. عَظِيمَ الْحَامَ. His blessed head was moderate. You know, it was beautiful in its own way. رَجْلَ الشَّعْرِ. His hair was neither curled nor was it straight. It was رَجْلَ. Meaning it was, you could say, curvy. Possibly nowadays you would say wavy. If his hair was too naturally apart, then he would part it. He would leave it as it is. If it was not, then he would not allow it to go past his ears. And it said that he was azhar al-lawn. His complexion was perfect. He was luminous. Wasi' al-jabin. He had a wide, a broad, perfectly wide forehead. Azajjil hawajib. His eyebrows were, there was a distance between the eyebrows. They were ghayri qarn, they did not meet. He had fine hair on his eyebrows. Bainahuma idqun yudirrahul ghadab. And he had a vein between his two eyebrows. And this vein would expand when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was angry. And he said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was angry, it would only increase him in his beauty. And you know, whenever he would give his attention to somebody, he would give his full attention to that person. His hair was, you know, perfect black, my dear viewers. His hair was perfectly black, beautiful in any and every manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beautiful. He had a perfectly wide mouth. His nose had his own light. And during the Battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lost part of his tooth. He became shaheed. And it said, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he had lost his tooth, he had become even more beautiful, and you could see nur emanating from his blessed mouth. I'll leave you with one narration in regards to the blessed shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a shadow. And it's mentioned that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a shadow is because so nobody can ever place their foot on even the shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never stood in front of the sun, neither any lamp, any lantern, except for his nur overpowered the, or overwhelmed the nur of even the sun, the light of the sun, or even any lantern or any lamp, any light. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person who was, his physical beauty was to perfection. To perfection, my dear viewers. This was the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we shall leave here, but don't forget to join us for more specialities of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The remarkable one, the remarkable صلى الله عليه وسلم